JB and Bill, it's a special Friday podcast on Triple M's Rush Hour.
And we're doing Friday Brag Artist because it is a special Friday fill-up.
That's right.
And people have been jumping on social media, Fat. I love the fact that Loki, one of our favourites, Craigie Loki.
Loki, yeah.
I have to wear a mask.
Why?
Which means I don't live in Geelong. Sucked in, Fat. I don't mind that. Kieran Costanza, I'm a Victorian, had to isolate pre-elective surgery, and I actually achieved it.
Oh, good.
Because there haven't been enough of that going on.
At least he isolated you.
Benny Hopcraft, just cleaned up on the midweek quiz on free Saturday morning, Fat.
Oh, righto.
He wants Benny? A piece of your Saturday quiz.
Mm.
Oh, I don't mind that.
John said, how old is that pitcher?
Yeah, well,
how old is that pitcher, Jim, of you and I?
You. That must have been around about the first year, because you look way too fresh.
Very young.
Aged sort
Look
of badly.
Look at the smirk on your stupid face.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening with that. Anyway, what we've got here is three people who have rung in for Brag Artist.
Yes, they have.
And we have, by the way, some of the all-time great gifts.
Prizes.
Australia's family-owned and operated number one Mercedes-Benz dealership, Mercedes-Benz Berwick. And they have provided us with a golf bag courtesy of Cobra Golf. Oh. Absolutely superb.
Cobra Golf.
They gave us three of them.
Jeez.
We've got one left.
Given one away,
24
Jim.
Minutes from the Burnley Tunnel. They bring the dealership to you. Mercedes-Benz Berwick, the best.
Yes.
St. Andrews Beach Brewery. They've got the beer. You can shop online at the moment, by the way. StAndrewsBeachBrewery.com.au. Free delivery for orders over $100.
Yeah.
So we've got the beer from St. Andrews Beach. And a Neverland Store voucher, $100.
Gee.
NeverlandStore.com.au, the home of Australian streetwear.
Mm.
Nina and Pasadena, Kiss Chasey, etc.
All that.
Thrills Company. So. All right, Rabbits, who have we got first up, please?
We have Benny on the line.
Oh, hello, Benny.
Benny boy.
G'day, Skinny. Acorn Doodle, how are we?
Acorn Doodle.
Acorn Doodle. That's true, too. We saw that in Munich.
Who's he talking to here?
You.
Now, Benny, what are you bragging about, my friend?
My brag this week, I've been a long time listener to the show, but I've just discovered the podcast format for you guys. So I've been listening to you guys on the podcast, and the beauty of that is that you can fast forward. So I can listen to all the good bits, listen to JB, listen to the interviews, but when it comes to that sports rap and that crappy joke, skip right through it. You're so
unbelievable. Fancy discerning, Matt.
Where are you from, Benny?
I'm from Toorak, Bill.
Toorak.
Oh, of course. I could tell by the
discerning
silver spoon.
Bill knows what he's talking about.
He's
like
got no
that.
Idea, Ben.
I like that. Fair Stay there, Benny. There's a prize coming your way, no question. Matty, I think joins us next. Is it Rabbits?
Yes, it is,
Matty, hello to you, mate.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Matty, where are you from?
I'm from Purringa in South Australia, on the river.
Beautiful Purringa. Part of the world up there, Renmark Way.
Oh.
That's it. Exactly right.
That is a superb. The houseboats, all of that up there is a magnificent part of the world. All right, so what's your break artist, please, Matty?
Well, that's exactly why I'm ringing. I managed to get a leave pass for me and five mates to go away on the houseboat this weekend.
Oh,
so,
how good.
No kids, no wives, just the boys.
Oh, Matty,
how many slabs?
I think 10 we've got booked in.
Hey, Matty,
quite
seriously, for people that have never done it, if you go up to that part of the world on the Murray and go on the houseboat, is it like Big Bend, I reckon, is down from there? And if you grab a houseboat and spend 4 or 5 days going down the Murray along there, it is, Matty, as beautiful as you'll find anywhere in the world.
That's it. There's absolutely nothing better. Even with this weather, when it's freezing cold, it's still beautiful out there.
So what do? Do you just pull into different ports or what?
No, we'll just pull up on the bank and get a bit of a fire going and then just start opening cans and start talking a bit of crap.
You know, Matty, the great Chris McDermott, former captain of the Adelaide Crows when they first came to the competition, and his Glenelg mates all hired a houseboat. Mm. And they decided that backing it in wasn't the right thing to do, so they'd go in frontwards or vice versa and crack the whole thing in half.
And had to pay for
it. It took on water. Half sunk the bloody thing because he thought, why have we got the back coming in? It should be the front or whatever way it was. Yeah. And he completely bloody slaughtered it. Stay on the line because we got a prize coming for you too.
Houseboat.
Perfect.
All right. Have we got Dave on the line, Rabbits?
Yes, from Napoleon. Do you know where that is? Where's Napoleon?
Where's Napoleon, Dave?
Oh, about 15 km outside of Ballarat, going towards Bill's dump of a place.
Oh, so not Springbank way. So you're coming towards what?
Bunyong.
So Bunyong,
Ballarat.
Oh, geez, it'd be cold there, Dave, wouldn't it?
Or freezing.
Fresh.
Fresh.
And what's your brag artist, Dopey Dave?
Well, finally, myself and my wife finally built our dream home out of our forever home. You're so unbelievable.
Forever home.
Yeah, good.
And Napoleon.
With your, were you on the tools, Dave, or you hired someone to do it?
No, you don't want me anywhere near a tool of any description. Let's be really honest.
Yeah, good.
Any kids?
Yeah, three kids, six, four, and two.
That's it.
Dog and a cat. But as The house is fantastic, but as JB probably knows, moving home has got massive amounts of whiskies on it.
No, it has got poo smeared all over it.
Crap and all that kind of stuff going on. It's shit house.
Where's the shit house?
It is, Bill. That's an accurate way of describing moving house.
I drive to Ballarat a lot, and I've never heard of Napoleon. I'm going to look it up.
You're looking it up, are you, Bill?
Yeah.
Right, okay. That is brilliant, building your first and dream home is a wonderful thing. So stay there, Dave. All right, so... prize time.
Yeah.
And we've got the best in the business. Who did I like? Well, Benny, of course, saying that he can fast forward through the show and get rid of your crap.
Guess what you get when you look up Napoleon?
What?
Old Bonaparte.
Oh, there's a surprise. You wouldn't put Napoleon Victoria or Napoleon Ballarat or something in there? He gets Napoleon Bonaparte, honestly. Hey, Benny, have we got you?
Yeah, you got me.
All right, mate, you have the choice of the three magnificent prizes, all right? You've either got the golf bag from Mercedes-Benz Berwick, the best in Australia, 24 minutes from the tunnel. You've got the St. Andrews Beach Brewery beer, or you've got the Neverland store voucher. Which do you want?
Oh, believe it or not, I was on my way to buy a golf bag this week, so that would come in perfect
time. Beautiful. That's yours from Mercedes-Benz Berwick, the Cobra golf bag. Magnificent.
On you, Benny.
Enjoy that, Benny. Maddie, because I don't think Dave can miss with these. Both of them are superb, so he'll get a great prize. Maddie from Paringa in South Australia.
Houseboat Maddie.
Houseboat Maddie, do you want some St. Andrews Beach Brewery beer, or do you want the Neverland store voucher?
I'll go the beer, thanks, boys.
Bang, they're coming your way. And then Dave has just built his dream home in Napoleon. Have you found any more about
Jim,
Napoleon?
It's 8 degrees there at the minute, and the population is 553.
Right.
So, Dave, you and your missus and three kids, that's upped it.
Well, obviously.
Yes, pretty much. Yep. Well and truly.
Well and truly.
It's no good for you, Bill. It's got no pub. So.
It's, no pub, Jim. It's got a little postal agency. It's only a postal agency.
And the petrol station.
I don't know. Not why. No, I don't know why you're living there, to be honest.
Billy loves it. It's his dream home. Jesus, you're a cockhead. It's his dream home.
It's a shithole.
Maddie's on the phone talking how he's just, Dave, sorry, he's just built it. It's his dream home. He's got his kids and dog and cat and beautiful bride.
I think it's an
RUV. And you're saying he's living in a shithole.
I think it's a tent or an RUV or something with him out there in the Caribbean.
RUV.
RUV.
Hey, Dave, we have got a Neverland store voucher coming to you, mate. $100, home of Nina and Pasadena, Kiss Chasey, et cetera. So you can enjoy that.
Just go down the main street and cash it in there at Neverland. In Napoleon's.
Thanks, gents.
Well done, mate. Good man.
Well done.
Just because people contribute to...
Oh, Jim, have you ever heard of Napoleon's?
Or Napoleon. I don't think there's an S.
No, there is. I just looked it up, Jim.
The town's called Napoleon's.
Napoleon's.
What about him Googling Napoleon?
And Bonaparte
and being surprised.
What did Bonaparte do, by the way? Was he a general, was he?
Oh my God.
Jim, honestly, called Napoleon's.
It's
got an S.
It can't be called Napoleon's.
It is. It's a town in Victoria with an S on it. Have a look it up while you're sitting there. That's it. Let's move
Bill.
On. Jim's looking it up.
Looking it up. Yeah, I can't. I tell you what, I suggest that the Colac Ballarat Road probably runs through it.
No, Jim, that's miles away. That's miles.
Run straight through Napoleon's, you idiot.
But it has got an S, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Mm, there you go.
And I imagine it'd be real fresh. Not just a little bit fresh. No, real fresh. Enfield, not far away.
There's not a lot.
Glenville. Garibaldi. Come on, Fat.
I've never heard of these.
Ross Creek.
Yeah, I don't know if there's too many live there. Oh, jeez. Anyway, we digress.
All right. Enjoy all of those magnificent prizes, and it'd been a nice fill-up.
It has. Hey,
joke?
Again?
Joke?
Have I told it yet?
No.
This is a Friday bonus, mate. Oh, it's the rush hour.